Blog Talk Radio.
Live from the nation's capital, this is the Burke Allen Show on WAMS with Billboard Magazine award-winning broadcaster Burke Allen. Interesting guests, intriguing topics, and your phone calls at 718-506-1944. The Burke Allen Show is a presentation of Allen Media Strategies, online at allenmediastrategies.com. Now, celebrating his third decade behind the mic, here's Burke Allen.
It's a fantasy people all over the world have. What would you do if you won the lottery? Well, what if you won seven lottery game grand prizes? Richard Lustig did just that, and he joins us now to tell us what that feels like. And Richard, you've talked with me before on the program last year. I bet it feels pretty darn good.
It feels fantastic, Burke.
Congratulations on all your success. Richard Lustig can be found online at winninglotterymethod.com. He's even written his method down and produced it as How to Increase Your Chances of Winning the Lottery. So let's rewind and take us back to the beginning. How old were you when you started playing the lottery?
The lottery came to Florida about 23 years ago. So I started out pretty much like everybody else, you know, playing the lottery, hoping to win some big money. And unfortunately, pretty much like everybody else, I was losing 99% of the time. So I, took a few steps back and said, you know, wait a minute, there's got to be, you know, something you can do here to give yourself a better chance, because I'm basically throwing my money down the toilet here.
Sure.
So I started writing down some ideas, you know, what if I did this, what if I did that, and some of my ideas did not work, so of course I threw those ideas out the window. But some of my ideas actually did work. So I kept working on more ideas. And eventually I got enough ideas that I was implementing that I actually started to see results. I started to win. Now, I didn't win anything big, but at least I was winning, you know, $50 here, $100 here, $200 here, whatever it was. So I said, okay, at least this is something. You know, at least I'm not losing all the time. So I kept working on more ideas and more ideas, and then lo and behold, I won my first lottery game grand prize, and from then on till today, it's history.
So when you got the first grand prize, you were utilizing your method, and that must have seemed like validation. What about other people in your family? You know, your wife, for example, did she think, he's nuts, he's flushing our money down the toilet here?
Well, actually, when I won my first grand prize, even though I said, okay, at least I'm doing some things right, I actually wasn't even considering it a method. I just thought I was being a little bit smarter than most people and utilizing some ideas. And, yeah, my wife was always in the beginning, you know, a little leery of what I was doing because she was concerned, you know, gambling money on the lottery. But it wasn't until my fourth grand prize, actually, it took me that long for it to sink into my head, that I actually had a method and it was working. And during that time, I guess my biggest supporter was my wife's mother. From the very beginning, she thought I knew what I was doing, and she believed in me, and the rest of the family jumped on board as I won my second, my third. But the public, even after my fourth lottery game grand prize, even though now I and my family all knew that I knew what I was doing and I had a method that was working, the public didn't believe it. They all figured, oh, you're just a lucky guy, nobody can have a method, and blah, blah, blah. But when I won my fifth lottery game grand prize, that's when people started to take a step back and they said, now, wait a minute here. Nobody can be lucky enough to win five lottery game grand prizes. What's your secret? That was the big question everybody would ask me.
Sure, sure. And when we talk about grand prizes, this is significant amounts of cash and trips. I mean, this is big stuff. It's not $50 here, $100 there.
Absolutely. It was each of these grand prizes that we talk about when we say I've won seven lottery game grand prizes, these were in various different games. These were the grand prize. That means the largest prize that you could win in that game. I have won hundreds of thousands of dollars over the years in non-lottery game grand prizes. In Florida, and it's pretty much the same throughout any lottery system, not only throughout the United States but in the world,
mm-hmm.
when you have a winning ticket for whatever amount it is, you go to your local merchant who sells lottery tickets, and you can redeem it for cash on the spot at that merchant as long as the figure on that ticket, the winning number, is below a certain figure. In Florida, it has to be below $600. You could have a $550 winning ticket, and the merchant can pay you out. But if it's $600 or more, you have to go to the official Florida lottery offices to cash it in. And in fact, of all the things, yesterday I was on the phone with one of the officials at the Florida lottery system here in Florida, and I found out, because I had never kept track of it, I found out that over the years, I have actually now been to the Florida lottery offices 22 times with
wow.
prizes that were too large for the merchants to pay out.
Wow, 22 visits to the lottery office. We're
That's
talking
right.
with Richard Lustig, by the way. He's the impresario behind the winning lottery method. He says it's a method and that luck has nothing to do with it. Visit him at winninglotterymethod.com. Oh, okay, so you've won five of these lottery game grand prizes, and then what happens?
Well, so this is when the public started, as I said, asking me, you can't be that lucky, what's your secret? So actually, Burke, I started just telling people, well, this is what I do, this is what I don't do,
mm-hmm.
and I only did that for a short period of time, and then I took a step back and I said, now wait a minute here, this has taken me years of developing this, trial and error, to get to this point, why should I just give this away? So I actually wrote down my method, which was fairly simple, it still is today, but was really simple at that point, and it came out to about a 7-page report. So I was offering it to people. When people would ask me now, what's your secret? I'd say, well, for $30, I'll give you this printout of my method, which is 7 pages, and you can learn what I've developed, and people were buying it. And then I won number 6.
Wow.
And this is when things got a little crazy, because when I won number 5, people would see me at the grocery store where I buy my tickets, or they'd see me at the post office or at the bank, and they'd say, you're the guy that's won all those times, what's your secret? And, yeah, I'll buy your method and whatever. But when I won number 6, now I would show up in the mornings at the store to buy my tickets, and there would be actually a line of people not waiting to buy their groceries or anything, waiting for me to arrive because the store told them, well, he'll be here. He always comes in between such and such a time each day. And I'd walk in, and there'd be these line of people standing there, and they'd be waiting for me. I'd say, oh, well, I'll get in back of this line. These people are waiting to buy something. No, these people are waiting to see you. And I go, you're kidding me, So
Wow. My
teenage son, Nick, says to me, Dad, you're missing the boat. And I go, what do you mean, Nick? And he says, you need to write a book. And I go, yeah, right, Nick. I'm not an author. I can't write a book. What are you, crazy? He said, yeah, you can, Dad, blah, 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 blah. And he just wouldn't let off of this. He hounded me for month after month after month till finally I gave in. So I sat down and I took this 7-page report that I was selling at that point for $30.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at it, and of course now that report was a couple of years old. And I said, I could explain these things a lot better in more detail. Plus I had added more stuff to my method, which was making it even more effective. And by the time I got done, lo and behold, I realized I had a manuscript for a book. And so that's when I went and started hunting for a book deal and became a published author.
And the book is Learn How to Increase Your Chances of Winning the Lottery. Richard Lustig is the author. If you'd like to talk with Richard, our number is 718-506-1944. I have the book, and of course you've been all over television and the radio and in newspapers. But according to the book, you've now won 7 times.
What happened was, I get a book deal, and we get the cover design and the interior. You go through all that work and blah, 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 blah. And now the book is ready to go to the presses. They're ready to send it to the printers to start printing the books. And lo and behold, I hit number 7. And I won't ever forget the date of win number 7 because it was August 9th, 2010, which is 8-9-10.
Right.
And I immediately got on the horn to my publisher. I said, have you printed the book yet? No, it's going tomorrow. I said, well, hold off a minute. And I said, I won number 7. And they said, you're kidding. So we had a staff meeting, and we decided instead of, because on the front of the book it said, written by 6-time lottery game grand prize winner. We decided instead of replacing the word 6 with the word 7, we put an X through the word 6 so they could still see the word 6, and above it, it was like handwritten, the word 7. And we went to press and started printing the books.
And
by the way,
fantastic.
Burke, you just mentioned mentioned a minute ago, if people want to call in, and you left the number.
Yes.
I encourage people, if you're listening to this show, yes, absolutely call in. Let's talk to you. I love talking to people and answering questions. So if you have questions, absolutely call in. Burke, give them the number again.
We'd love to hear from you at 718-506-1944, 718-506-1944. That's a free call if you happen to be in the New York City metropolitan area. You can always email Richard at his website, winninglotterymethod.com. And one of the neat things about you is that I know you personally answer all these emails. One of the questions that I have is, does it work just for you?
No. That's another beauty of this whole thing. My book is selling like crazy worldwide, not just in the United States. I think Canada is my second largest market. Australia is my third largest market. I get a lot of orders from Australia. And believe it or not, in fourth place, the country we get a lot of book orders from is South Africa. And but we get orders from Philippines, Taiwan, the UK, China. I mean, the list goes on. And it's really cool because I do hear from people all the time. On my website, if there's a tabs on the right-hand side, they can click on various things, and one of them, it says what people have said who have purchased my book. And if they click on that, they'll read actual testimonials from real people. These aren't things we made up and put on the website just so people would buy books. These are real testimonials from real people who have bought my book, followed my method, and won. Everything from the small winners. I get letters all the time from people. Richard, I got your book. I followed your method. I just won $600. I've never won that much ever playing the lottery. Thank you very much. It is so cool to hear from people like that. $800 winners, $1,000 winners, whatever. Then we've got a young man in Kansas City, Missouri. His name is Jason, and again, all this is on the website. Jason in Kansas City followed my method, won $10,000. We have a couple in Tampa, Florida, who followed my method and won $2 million.
Jeez.
And then our most recent success story is we have a man in Webster City, Iowa, whose wife bought him the book 3 or 4 months earlier. They basically bought it just on a whim, you know, what the heck, let's give it a try, whatever. And they followed my method for 3 or 4 months, and just about a month ago now, I think it was, they called us to let us know that they had bought the book and followed the method and to tell us that they had just hit a $9 million lottery grand prize.
$9 million.
Yep. So to answer your question, no, it's not just for me. People who are following my method all over the world are winning.
Richard Lustig is the author of Learn How to Increase Your Chances of Winning the Lottery. It's available in English, in Spanish, in audiobook form at winninglotterymethod.com. When we come back, we're going to hit Richard up for some tips on how you can cash in on some of that winning lottery dough and also talk about the dark side of the lottery. That's right after this on the Burke Allen Show. Hang on.
You're listening to the radio right now. That means you're a radio fan. Did you ever think, I could do that? I could be on the radio? Well, now you can. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com now and sign up for a free online course to help you get your own radio show. Talk shows, music shows, and more. It's fun, easy, and best of all, you can learn in your own home. Find out how. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com today. That's GetYourOwnRadioShow.com. GetYourOwnRadioShow.com.
This just in. Now you can speak your email instead of typing it. It's the revolutionary new online breakthrough that's being called the next big thing on the internet. Video email. It's easy to use, saves time, and you'll be the first to have it. But wait, there's more. You can also broadcast your own live TV show online. Use it for family, friends, or business presentations. Video email and online TV broadcast? How much would that cost? Hundreds? Thousands? How about less than $4 a day? Find out more. Visit greatvideotool.com today. That's greatvideotool.com. Do it now. Greatvideotool.com.
Are you afraid of things that go bump in the night? Dark Force, the true and terrifying story of Bill Bean, has been featured on the Discovery Channel's A Haunting, Coast to Coast AM, and more. Now, Bill Bean shares his amazing story of horror and redemption in his own words. You can own a personally autographed copy of Dark Force by Bill Bean at a special low price for radio listeners. Visit BillBeanBook.com today. That's BillBeanBook.com and experience Dark Force.
It's the Burke Allen Show, live from our studios in Washington, D.C. Our telephone number is 718-506-1944. Our guest today is, to the best of our knowledge, the world's only seven-time lottery game grand prize winner, Richard Lustig. He's the author of Learn How to Increase Your Chances of Winning the Lottery, available at bookstores everywhere and at winninglotterymethod.com. Now, Richard, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, and not only to our best knowledge, but apparently it's pretty true because I've now also been recognized by Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Well, you know, and I wanted to mention that. So you've been in Ripley's Believe It or Not, in their newspaper column. You've done the Rachel Ray TV show where the studio audience all won using your method. A lot of them won using your method. CNN, Fox News, Bloomberg Television. You know, the list goes on, and all these newspapers, radio stations, magazine, and newspaper interviews. Do you feel a sense of validation, or are there still people who are skeptical out there?
Oh, yeah, there's still people that are skeptical. And you know, Burke, even when I will win number 8, and I will win number 9, and so forth. I've always said that after every win, I will win again, and people don't believe. But you know what? I don't care if I've won 20 lottery game grand prizes. There's always going to be people that are skeptical. There's nothing you could do about that. My little classic example I give, which kind of makes people chuckle, is, you know, I don't care what in history, every time somebody does something that no one else has ever done, there's always people that are skeptical. There were two guys many years ago who told the world that they had developed a method to do something that nobody had ever done before. Sound familiar? I've done something that no one else has done before. And they told people this, and people said, they're crazy, you guys are crazy, there's no way man could do that. Their quote was, if man could fly, if man was meant to fly, God would have given him wings. But you know what? The Wright brothers did develop a method that no one else had done before, and they proved the world wrong.
Richard, you do not say, and that's a great analogy, but you do not say, look, this is absolutely going to work every time. It's not a slam dunk. It is learn how to increase your chances of winning, right?
Absolutely. There's no way, and I would be foolish, I would be lying to say it, and people would be foolish to believe it, if I said, follow my method and you're guaranteed to win grand prizes. That would be a dumb statement. What I do tell people is this. If you do follow my method, and you need to follow it exactly as it's in the book because it's proven to work, then you will increase your chances of winning. And a classic story is, I just had a call just 2 days ago from a man who bought my book a month or so ago. He wasn't having a lot of success with it, so he called me to ask me some questions. And when I was answering his questions, and then I asked him some questions, it turned out he wasn't following my method. He wasn't doing what the method told him to do, and he go, oh, well, that's what I'm doing wrong. And I said, yeah, you're still not doing what it says to do. So if you follow the method, no, I'm not going to guarantee you're going to win a grand prize. What I'm telling you is if you follow my method, you will learn how to increase your chances of winning.
Now, we don't have time on the program today to get to the entire method, although you say it's reasonably easy to do and anyone can do it, but can you give us a couple of tips, a couple of nuggets to get people started on the right track?
Absolutely. There's two major types of lottery games. There's ball games where they pick the balls and you pick your numbers and whatever. Like in Florida, we have Fantasy Five, Mega Money, Lotto, and then we're one of the multi-state Powerball game. And like another big one out there is called Mega Millions. It's another multi-state game. And then you have scratch tickets, which almost every state has scratch tickets. So we're going to talk about scratch tickets for just a second here. I see people, Burke, do this all the time. They go up to the counter and they say to the clerk, well, let me see here. I'll take one of those and, ooh, you got bingo. I love bingo. Let me have a couple of those. And, wow, I like the colors on that ticket right there. Let me have a couple of those also. Guys, that's the worst thing you could do. You might as well put on a blindfold, take a loaded gun, and try to hit the target. It's not going to happen. What you do is, first of all, whether you're playing ball games or scratch ticket games, whatever, the first and most important rule, set a budget. Decide what you can afford to spend, and don't spend more than that. I see people spending rent money, grocery money, whatever. People, don't get crazy with this. Don't spend money you can't afford to spend. So set a budget. So let's just say, again, to the scratch games, let's say your budget is $100.
Okay.
What you do is whatever the budget is, whether it's $10 or $100, whatever, you take that figure and you divide it by 10. Now, scratch tickets come in all denominations. There's $1 tickets, $5, $10, $20, whatever. So you take that figure, you divide it by 10, and you buy 10 tickets of that dollar amount. So if it's $100, that's $10. You're going to buy 10 $10 tickets, and what you do is you buy 10 tickets of the same game all in a row. Do not spread it out over two or three or four different games. If you buy 10 tickets in a row of the same game, you're almost every single time going to find at least one winner, most of the times two winners, and a lot of times three winning tickets in that stretch of 10 tickets. You've just increased your chances of winning.
And when you appeared on the Rachel Ray Show and Rachel bought her whole studio audience tickets, it actually played out in that way and then some, right?
Absolutely. They called me the day before we taped the show, and they said they wanted to buy the audience scratch tickets. And I said, okay, here's how you do it. And we talked about exactly how they had to do it, and they did it exactly as I told them by my method. So they told me they had 125 people in the audience. And I said, okay, based on that, you will have at least 12 winners in your audience. And they didn't really believe me. And I said, yeah, you'll have at least 12 winners. When we taped the show that day and we got to that portion and we scratched all the tickets, they ended up with 17 winners.
And you were one of the winners, right?
I was one of the winning tickets, too, yeah, because they gave Rachel Ray and myself both a ticket also. And I won one. I gave my ticket to one of the people in the audience that didn't win.
Oh, that's fantastic. All right, so buy the scratch tickets all in a row. And does it make a difference in the odds of winning if you buy the higher denomination scratch tickets or not at all?
It's in any of the games, even in the ball games too, there's obviously different levels of game, different kinds of games that have different grand prizes. The games that have the bigger grand prizes are harder to win. So in scratch tickets, yes, the $1 tickets may have a $5,000 grand prize. The $20 tickets may have a $1 million grand prize. But the odds of winning are tougher in that $20 ticket that for that $1 million. I tell people, again, back to the budget thing, don't get greedy. Don't get crazy. Start out small. Be happy. I mean, yes, we all want to win the $20 million, okay? But even me today, I'm just as thrilled when I win $10,000 or whatever it may be. So I tell people, play the smaller games first because the odds are easier. Get some wins under your belt. Then take the winnings, which is lottery money now, and use that money to keep playing instead of using your own money.
You know, my sense is that you treat this maybe not as a job, but you certainly pay close attention to what you're doing. You track how much you've won versus how much you've spent, and you really pay attention to the information that's up on the lottery website. So it does take some effort on your part if you really want to be successful at this.
It's like anything in life, Burke. Anything in life, something that's worth really achieving is also you have to make a commitment of time and effort to achieve that. In jobs, there are people that go to work, and they really could care less about their job, whatever. They go in, they punch the clock, they get their paycheck, they go home. There's people who want to get the salary increases, who want to get the promotions. They want to move up the ladder, become the CEO, whatever it may be. Those people have learned that you need to put in the extra time and the effort, the research, and so forth. So it's the same thing with lottery. There are people that just play just for the heck of it. They have fun, they don't care, whatever, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's great. But if you seriously want to win serious money, you got to treat it, you're right, almost like a job. There is research involved, and I explain how to do it in the book. And by the way, the book is all in very simple, easy language for anybody to understand. You don't need a dictionary to figure out words I've used in it. You don't need a calculator to figure out my method. None of that. It's very easy to understand. But if you seriously want to win, you follow the method, you do the research that I explain how to do in the book, and yes, you will increase your chances.
And let's talk a little bit about the dark side of the lottery. I know you're featured on a TV show on TLC called The Lottery Changed My Life. It's changed your life, obviously, for the good, and yet you see stories all the time about lottery winners who have just horrible things that happen to them afterwards. What's the difference? What makes your win and winning seven times different than the guys who really have a tough time after they win the lottery?
Well, what usually, not always, but what usually happens with people who you hear, unfortunately, sad stories of people who have won and what's happened to them afterwards, and I'm not trying to be a jerk here or anything, but usually it's their own fault. They either get crazy, they win this money, they don't know how to deal with this large influx of money, and they go and just blow it, spend, buy all kinds of things, and blah, 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 blah. Or they don't prepare themselves for certain things. For instance, a lot of people don't realize that when they go collect their money, that there's taxes that have to be paid on those winnings. Now, like, for instance, my people who buy my book in Canada, they don't have that problem. In Canada, you don't have to pay taxes on your winnings, but in the United States, you do.
Okay.
But the lottery doesn't take out enough taxes. If you win enough money, you could actually fall into a higher tax bracket than what the lottery takes out. So another one of the horror stories is you hear is a year goes by, they go to file their taxes, and now they find out they owe tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars, in additional taxes that they didn't realize they were going to have to pay, and now they don't have it because they went and blew all that money. So one of the things I suggest to people is if you win a substantial amount of money is get yourself a good accountant, let him help you and advise you, because he's going to tell you, now look, you're going to owe an X amount of dollars more come tax time, so put that money away in a savings account or a money market account, or heck, stuff it in your pillow, it doesn't matter, just make sure you put that money away. You didn't have it to begin with, you know, you just won this money, you didn't have it anyway, you're not going to miss it, but you will certainly have to deal with it come tax time if you don't have it. So, that's some of the horror stories.
You live very well, though, so you're not necessarily saying that you should, you know, play and win money and not enjoy that money, or are you saying that?
No. Oh, no. I'm saying enjoy it. Oh, I definitely have enjoyed it. I kind of use a rule of thumb. I kind of use as a third, a third, and a third.
Okay.
If you win a large enough amount of money, my always suggestion is, first of all, take a third of it off the top. I mean, that's after you pay the taxes and you put the money away for taxes. We're talking about a net figure here now. All right. Take a third of it and improve your financial situation, whether it is paying off all your bills, paying off your house, if you win enough, buying a new house or whatever it may be, invest in stocks and bonds or IRAs or money market accounts or whatever it is that your accountant, again, you should have an account that advises you. So build yourself a retirement fund, a financial future stable situation. Yes, take a third of it and definitely improve your financial situation. Then I say take a third of it and absolutely go and blow it. Enjoy it. There's no fun in winning that kind of money if you're not going to have fun with it. I've done several things with our several wins. I mean, one time I bought myself a Jag. One time I bought myself a Harley. One time we went and bought ourselves a big, huge house. Another one of our wins, we took our whole family, including my wife's parents and everything, and we went on a 10-day cruise and land trip in Alaska. So, yeah, go and have a ball with it. Go have fun with it because that's part of the winning excitement is to have fun with it. And
sure.
Then take the final third and invest it back in the project, in the lottery. If you followed my advice and you set a budget, most people's budgets are not going to be that big. Let's face it, the economy sucks right now. So everybody has to count their pennies and their dollars, whatever. But now if you're playing with lottery money, it kind of takes that pressure off. And you could take that lottery money, take a third of it, and use it to buy your tickets, and probably in most cases, it will give you the opportunity to buy more tickets than you would have been able to buy following your own budget. And therefore, what are you doing again? Increasing your chances of winning.
Fantastic advice. Richard Lustig is our guest. The book is How to Increase Your Chances of Winning the Lottery, and you can visit him online at winninglotterymethod.com. Richard, we have about 30 seconds left. Any last words of advice for our listeners?
Folks, my biggest thing is I am encouraging the people to play the lottery. All I'm saying is play smart.
Be responsible. Great advice. Congratulations on all your wins.
Thank you very much, and let's do it again, Burke, when I win number 8.
We'll have you back. Richard Lustig, our guest today. Visit him online at winninglotterymethod.com and look for his method in bookstores everywhere. It's How to Increase Your Chances of Winning the Lottery. Now go out and make yourself a big winner. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.